Smile. 90.4 FM.
We did something quite spectacular. We got a couple who had been together for a while, and we convinced them to get married in a week, helped them put the whole thing together. The I do's culminated on Valentine's Day last month. They just returned from their honeymoon, Robin and Joreen. I'm going to catch up with them very shortly. Now, they went to the Zambezi Boutique in Zim. This is all part of a special that they've got called the Vic Falls Package. They've actually put one together for you guys. So if you want to go see this place, you can do so until the 30th of June at a spectacular price. All sorts of amazing things thrown in there. It's a three-night stay, bed and breakfast included. It's sunset cruise on the Zambezi River. You get return flights on SAA, complimentary transfers by Love for Africa to Vic Falls Airport to the Zambezi Boutique itself. You get a Boma dinner. I've never had Boma myself, but it sounds nice.
Wouldn't recommend eating the actual Boma.
All the details, if you want to book for yourself, you can find on smilefm.co.za. Robin and Joreen, did you guys have fun? It sounds like it was a blast.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Good morning, Bobby and Lindy.
How's our favorite couple doing?
We are so good. I must say, wow. This was one amazing trip.
Was it all you imagined it was going to be, Joreen?
Definitely. So much more in love.
What was your favorite part about going to Vic Falls?
Everything that we did, like the helicopter flip, I say words does not justify what your eyes see.
No.
Really, really, it was spectacular.
Robin, I saw some pics on Facebook that you posted there of the stay, of the places that you saw. You got a big old smile on your face, Meneer.
Yes, I couldn't get it off my face. I was so, it's amazing. It's in Zimbabwe. I mean, Victoria Falls is an amazing, amazing place. Even at Zambezi Boutique as well. Wow, they are fantastic over there. The place is just beautiful.
Now, that's Blessing and his team there at Love for Africa. Did he give you a good time? Because he promised that you guys were going to come back feeling totally relaxed and totally in love. Did Blessing look after you guys?
Yes, all the time. There wasn't 1 minute that we did not have anything to do. We were busy all the time. It was just amazing.
I'm so glad that you had an amazing time. Well, welcome back. And now you two have the rest of your lives together to reminisce on this incredible holiday that you had. And I'm sure you took lots of pictures.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Great.
Pictures, videos, everything.
Oh, phenomenal.
Robin, Lindy just put something out, and I'm just thinking now. She says there's a universal thing that you should avoid saying if you want to diffuse a situation, if you don't want to spark an argument. Now, I know you guys are recently married, recently back from honeymoon, but is there a phrase that you would rather not use in your relationship that you know is going to start an argument, something that you guys would never say to each other? Robin, maybe you start.
There is something. It's to do with, how can I say, Joreen, what time are you going to get done? You're going to be late. Now, I'll just, you know, I used to use it, and it was arguments, and then I stopped. Now, since I'm married now, I don't use it at all.
Good man.
Don't ask how long she's going to be. Just wait. And Joreen, from your side, Joreen, what phrase or word would you avoid using if you don't want to start an argument?
What I would use is, Robin, why are you so stubborn?
Oh.
Then it starts. Who is stubborn?
Please don't use that today. Go into the weekend loving each other, okay?
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.